Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives, live with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF. Yes, and iHeartRadio. Yes, it's been a great show tonight. It was really great to catch up with Josh Gad. It was really great to catch up with Joshua Michael Stern, both on the red carpet and then over at the cool Ritz-Carlton, you know, press conference thing.
That was the first time for me, by the way. I mean, you've been to like kind of these premiere things before, but but I'd never done that.
That was awesome. I'm glad you got to come with me. It was great. Yeah, so Bill got to come with me. We got to hang out, and it was awesome. And the coolest thing is that we were sat like right at the front door at the red carpet. It was like right there, and usually it's always outside, but 102 degrees, they actually cared about people in like the paparazzi. That was really nice. It was really done by a really incredible company that really runs all this stuff, and they work with Lionsgate and what have you. So top people, and we got to be right in the front, which was really cool.
Yeah, first in line.
That's always good, because toward the end, time to wrap it up, or people have just had enough of the questions. Like,
so they're fresh at that point, and they haven't heard the same question 3 million times.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not like and then we did this film because it just was really good.
Did the film because they paid me to do it.
Where's the bar? Where's the bar?
Or in our case, where's the ice cream stand?
And the ice cream stand.
It was hot that day.
I like ice cream.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, cookies and cream. Okay, well, we'll stop talking about ice cream right now. My goodness, there is no ice cream here, so we will stop talking about it because I don't have any ice cream. So it was really neat because it was just great catching up with them. So you want to catch that film, Jobs. You want to catch that. It comes out August 16th and films all over the United States. You can catch it on August 16th. I don't know the Europe release, so the rest of the country's release. But I do know the rest of the world's release, actually. I do know this country's release. I think you can probably check online and find that information. So, in these next few weeks, we're really going to be exploring people in all different walks of life, taking their careers and their life to a different level, whether they're taking hobbies and making those into their purpose and actually creating a career and something that functionally actually provides them financial means, whether or not, and that could be in any sort of pattern, that could be a chef, that could be anything that's taken something that people consider more like a hobby and making it into like their purpose and their career. We're also going to be talking to people that are doing something that they never dreamed they would do. We're going to talk about that too, because that's always cool too, because it's like out of the middle of nowhere, I knew that I had to do this. We're also going to be talking about people that are inspiring other people to do what they love to do. And I've been recently watching some videos and stuff like that on YouTube with a couple of groups that are doing a lot of inspiration. And we're going to be talking about that in the next couple of weeks too. And hopefully going to have some of those folks on, as well as some major bloggers on that are really transforming this world. We're going to be discussing with them. So hopefully we can get conversations and phone calls from all over, from New Zealand to Japan to Conroe, Texas. We'll figure out what we got going on.
Conroe, Texas.
We are out here in Conroe, Texas. we're out here doing it. But it is what it is. I mean, you got amazing people everywhere in the world. You got amazing people in the saddest state, in the most unhappiest state in Louisiana. You got some amazing people. I mean, heck, I was born in Memphis, Tennessee. Okay. We're in Texas. We're not in Hawaii. I know there's a lot of people from California listening. So, yeah, you got it made, except for the June gloom, which we discussed. And you had a little bit of July gloom this year as well. But when you're inspired really by a great purpose, everything will begin to really work for you. Inspiration itself really comes from moving back in spirit and connecting to intention, what we intend to do. So, when you feel inspired, what appears to be scary, stressful, risky, it becomes a path that you feel compelled to follow. And that's kind of cool, because the risks are gone because you're really following this love, this passion, which is the truth within you. Because when you're doing what's right by you, you're working in love, you're working in harmony, you're working in joy, you're working in intent. which is kind of neat. I know it's a little deep, but think about it. It's pretty easy to think about. So once we figure out this purpose, which is like using that DNA cheek swab test, the Burgess cheek swab test for a purpose, once you use those options, which is going back in your childhood mentally and going through that and actually putting that in your head before you go to bed and saying, you know, I really want to find this, and really just placing your mind in a very fertile soil type thing where you can actually have things like, you know, seeds growing and stuff happening, and it's really good. And it'll awaken things that you really never thought was there or you thought was gone as you were a kid. You know, because when we were kids, like, everything was awesome, man. The world was our oyster. Everything was huge and cool, and everything was new, and everybody was so neat. And it's just, and you get older, and you have all these things placed on you, and, oh, I can't do that, and, oh, I wouldn't want to do that, and, oh, gosh, I know I can't do that. And if I do that, somebody's going to look at me funny, and, you know, I can't believe I wore this, and, my gosh. I can't believe I'm doing this with my career. I mean, my parents, my family think I'm crazy. I mean, I'm never going to be a millionaire. I mean, look at those people making all that money. Look at that person driving that Bentley. All those things. And it's like, take that all away, because that is taking your joy away. And I've started to realize that in life, sometimes you got to keep your joy at all costs. But when you're looking for your purpose, Be as loving to yourself and, you know, connect with yourself with kid gloves as much as you can, because you're trying your best to find what matters in your life. And really pay attention to that. Turn off the TV a lot. Don't be listening to a bunch of negative stuff. Really watch what you're taking in as far as music's concerned. I mean, if the music's telling you you're an idiot over and over again, you're going to start believing it. You really need to make things fertile. You need to make things solidly positive, because this is a really awesome thing that you're embarking on right now. You might have a PhD, you might have millions of dollars, you might not have any money, you might not have hardly any schooling. You can find your purpose. It doesn't matter. We're all equal in this thing, because there's a purpose for everybody. And once you find it, bing, the light goes on and you're like, oh my gosh, wow. You know, there really is a Santa Claus, you know? Wow. And it's a great feeling. And I know
it's a euphoric feeling. Yeah.
It is, right? Yeah. I mean, like, Bill knows. I mean, he's changed and he's gone from career. And I think if y'all been listening, you know that he has a story. And he's gone through a lot of stuff and a lot of changes. And he's, you know, resurrected his life and changed it up. And it's not all easy breezy. Yes, there's hurdles. There's things to take over. But nothing's ever going to be easy breezy. And there'll be hurdles there just to make sure that you actually care enough to do it. So next Sunday, we got a great show coming up. I'm going to be, putting some stuff out there on Facebook this next week, and we'll have some fun as well as tweeting some stuff out there to our listeners. So join us, follow us, be one with us. We are Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, live on 570 and iHeartRadio. And guess what? We'll see you, guess what, next Sunday. We'll be back in two shakes.
Skintastic and cosmetic surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass are excited to introduce PicoSure, the most advanced laser for tattoo removal. PicoSure's breakthrough technology safely and effectively removes unwanted tattoos faster in fewer treatments with improved recovery time. You decide whether you want 10 to 12 treatments from gimmicky retail locations to remove that tattoo, or 2 to 3 treatments from medically trained and certified technicians at Skintastic. The choice is yours. No matter the color or size of your unwanted tattoo, when you choose Skintastic, it'll be removed faster and cleaner, and it will always be done by the expert staff at Skintastic Medical and Rejuvenation Centers. Skintastic has two locations, Uptown on McKinney Ave or Plano off the Dallas North Tollway. Book your free consultation today at Skintastic.com. SKINTASTIC.com. Skintastic Medical and Rejuvenation Centers. Unthink your ink.